Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Market for Force: The Consequences of Privatizing Security by Deborah D. Avant is an academic work in international relations and security studies that analyzes what happens when states and other actors increasingly buy security services from private, military and security companies, against the long-standing assumption that the state holds a monopoly over the legitimate use of force. Avant examines how outsourcing alters who can deploy coercion, under what authority, and with what accountability. The book is both conceptual and policy-oriented. It explains how the private security market works, identifies the incentives that shape firms and their clients, and then traces how these relationships affect state control over force. Avant develops a framework that distinguishes political, functional, and social dimensions of control, showing why privatization can produce trade-offs rather than straightforward gains in efficiency or capability. Through comparative analysis and selected cases, the book highlights why the consequences can be especially significant where state capacity is limited. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rethinking control of force beyond the state monopoly. Avant begins with a core tension in modern political order: states are expected to control organized coercion. Yet security has become an area where contracts and markets increasingly matter. Rather than treating private actors as mere add-ons, she frames privatization as a structural change that can reconfigure authority and oversight. The key move is to treat control as multidimensional. Political control concerns who authorizes the use of force and how decisions are made and constrained by democratic institutions and executive oversight. Functional control concerns how well force is organized, coordinated, and integrated into broader missions, including interoperability with public forces and the ability to ensure performance. Social control concerns the norms, professional identities, and public ethics that shape restraint, legitimacy, and long-term cohesion. This framework helps explain why outsourcing can appear to solve short-term problems, such as staffing or specialized expertise, while simultaneously shifting decision power, complicating coordination, or weakening the social foundations that make military and security organizations accountable. The result is a more precise way to evaluate privatization than arguments that focus only on cost or battlefield effectiveness. Secondly, how markets and contracts reshape incentives and accountability. A central contribution of the book is its attention to how market mechanisms influence behavior in security provision. Private firms respond to contractual incentives, reputational concerns, and client demands, which do not always align with public goals such as transparency, civilian control, or proportional use of force. Avant highlights that contracting can diffuse responsibility. Political leaders may gain flexibility by hiring private providers, but oversight becomes harder when services are delivered through layered subcontracting and commercial confidentiality. At the same time, firms often operate across borders, making regulation dependent on multiple jurisdictions and uneven enforcement. This affects political control because the locus of decision-making can move away from legislatures and publics toward executive actors and procurement systems. It affects functional control because performance measures and contracts may not capture complex security outcomes, especially in unstable environments. It affects social control because private personnel may not share the same professional socialization, public service ethos, or long-term institutional ties that encourage restraint and commitment. Avant does not reduce the issue to simple condemnation. Instead, she clarifies why market logic creates predictable dilemmas for states attempting to govern force through contracts. Thirdly, state capacity as a key variable in privatized security outcomes, Avant emphasizes that privatization does not have uniform effects across countries. The strength of a state, including its administrative capacity, legal institutions, and ability to monitor and sanction, shapes whether outsourcing bolsters security provision or undermines control. In higher capacity settings, governments may better specify tasks, enforce standards, and integrate private providers into clear chains of command, limiting negative spillovers. In lower capacity settings, however, contracting can magnify existing weaknesses. Limited regulatory reach and weak accountability mechanisms make it easier for armed providers to operate with minimal oversight, potentially aggravating local power imbalances and complicating efforts to build legitimate public security institutions. Even when private services improve immediate security, dependence can hinder long-term capacity building by diverting resources and authority away from public institutions. Functional control is particularly vulnerable when states cannot coordinate multiple armed actors effectively. While social control can erode when communities perceive security as something delivered for pay rather than as a public obligation, by treating capacity as central, Avant provides a tool for assessing risk and for understanding why similar private security practices can produce very different political consequences. Fourthly, Regulating Private Security Across Borders and the Problem of Exports. The book explores how the internationalization of private security complicates regulation. When firms recruit personnel globally and provide services abroad, traditional domestic tools of civilian control become less effective. Avant discusses the dilemma states face when private security is exported or used in foreign policy contexts. Regulation must address licensing, oversight, and accountability for conduct outside national territory, yet legal authority can be fragmented among home states, host states, and international norms. This creates opportunities for gaps in enforcement and for strategic behavior by both firms and clients. The policy challenge is not only preventing abuse, but also managing the broader political effects. Private providers can enable interventions, training missions, or protective operations that are politically easier to initiate because they are less visible than deploying national troops. That shift can weaken democratic scrutiny and blur responsibility when things go wrong. At the same time, blanket restriction can be difficult because firms also perform roles that governments and organizations demand, from protection to logistics and advisory services. Avant positions regulation as an unavoidable trade-off between flexibility and control, requiring institutions that match the transnational realities of the market for force. Lastly, consequences for civil-military relations and the public ethic of force, beyond questions of effectiveness. Avant highlights a normative concern, what sustained reliance on private security means for the character of public force and the relationship between citizens, soldiers, and the state. In conventional civil-military relations, public militaries are embedded in political oversight and professional norms that encourage service, discipline, and acceptance of civilian authority. Privatization can alter that ecosystem. If key security functions are routinely outsourced, public institutions may lose expertise and organizational cohesion, while governments may find it easier to avoid political costs associated with mobilization and casualties. Avant argues that this can erode social control, because the legitimacy of force partly depends on public expectations that coercion is exercised in the public interest and under public rules. Private actors may be highly professional, but their institutional incentives differ. They are accountable primarily to clients and contracts. The book, therefore, connects privatization to broader debates about democratic accountability, transparency, and the moral economy of security. The point is not that private firms cannot perform well, but that a market-centered approach can weaken the shared ethic and civic linkage that helps make the use of force credible, restrained, and politically governable over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a rigorous, policy-relevant analysis of private military and security companies without resorting to sensationalism. Scholars and advanced students in international relations, security studies, comparative politics, and public policy will benefit from Avant's clear conceptual framework, especially the distinction among political, functional, and social control. Practitioners in defense, diplomacy, development, and humanitarian operations can also use the book to think more systematically about when contracting may help and when it may introduce strategic risks, including reduced transparency, harder oversight, and long-run dependence. The practical value lies in the way the argument reframes common questions. Instead of asking only whether private providers are cheaper or tactically effective, Avant pushes readers to evaluate how outsourcing changes authority, coordination, and legitimacy. That makes the book useful for designing procurement rules, oversight mechanisms, and regulatory approaches that fit different levels of state capacity and different operating environments, compared with many works on mercenaries or war profiteering. The market for force stands out for integrating private security into the everyday governance of force, treating it as a normal but consequential feature of contemporary security policy. Its balanced approach helps readers see privatization as a set of trade-offs that must be managed, not a problem that can be wished away. If you would like to support Deborah Day, Avant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.